abiding in obedience, in love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. John chapter 15, verse 10. These things cannot be parted, abiding in obedience and abiding in the love of Jesus. A life under the rule of Christ can alone prove that we are objects of our Lord's delight. We must keep our Lord's command if we would bask in his love. If we live in sin, we cannot live in the love of Christ. Without the holiness which pleases God, we cannot please Jesus. He who cares nothing for holiness knows nothing of the love of Jesus. Conscious enjoyment of our Lord's love is a delicate thing. It is far more sensitive to sin and holiness than mercury is to cold and heat. When we are tender of heart and careful in thought, lip, and life to honor our Lord Jesus, then we receive tokens of his love without number. If we desire to perpetuate such bliss, we must perpetuate holiness. The Lord Jesus will not hide his face from us unless we hide our face from him. Sin makes the cloud which darkens our sun. If we will be watchfully obedient and completely consecrated, we may walk in the light as God is in the light, and have as sure an abiding in the love of Jesus as Jesus has in the love of the Father. Here is a sweet promise with a solemn if. Lord, let me have this if in my hand, for as a key, it opens this casket.